Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Chris Wright. He is the founder of Pikes Peak Brewing Company here in Southern Colorado. And Chris, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Business Connection.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate having me on.
Well, and let's talk a little bit first about who you are and what you guys do at Pikes Peak Brewing.
Thanks. So I'm the founder and the head brewer and the president of Pikes Peak Brewing Company. So I'd like to say I kind of pushed the boulder down the hill, and my teammates have just kept it going for many, many years now. So we brew up here in Monument. We brew great handcrafted beer, and then we just recently opened up a location in downtown Colorado Springs as well.
Exactly. And how has the industry changed? I know you guys are coming up quickly on your 10th anniversary, and what has the changes been as far as breweries and kind of the brew culture over the past decade in Southern Colorado?
Yeah, it's been remarkable. So it's hard to believe we've been around for 10 years, and we've just seen such a great maturity of the Colorado Springs market when it comes to craft beer. And when we started, there was just a handful of us, and now there's well over 25 craft brewers in Colorado Springs. And I think, you know, we're all making really, really good beer, and we're excited to be a part of this community.
Exactly. Obviously, we know a number of sectors got impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, the hospitality industry, one of the hardest hit. And what did COVID-19 do, and how did it affect you guys at Pikes Peak Brewing?
Well, 2020 was certainly a tough year. We package our beer in cans, so we saw that business increase just a bit. But the most profitable part of our business is selling beer across our bar. And of course, everyone was in the hospitality industry, like you mentioned, was impacted by that. So it was a tough year, but you know, now it feels like 2019 all over again, which is a great thing. And we've seen people come back with, I think, a renewed appreciation for what is local and what the impacts local businesses have to our local community here. So it's business is picking up, and things are going well.
Exactly. And you'd mentioned too the new downtown location, that beautiful Lager House, and you've got a lot of great interest with that. What a perfect time to reopen as everything has gotten back off the ground, and you've got a big neighbor that's really helping to attract a lot of attention as well, kind of a lot of pregame party spot as people going downtown for the Switchbacks games as well.
Yeah, you know, that location is unbelievably beautiful. We have the best rooftop patio in Colorado Springs, artificial turf, looking out and seeing just a beautiful view of Pikes Peak, the mountain, and it's just a great place to enjoy a handcrafted beer. Two blocks away is the new Switchback Stadium, and we're excited to be the official pregame party spot of the Switchbacks FC. We actually produced a beer just for the Switchbacks called Hooligan Juice. It's a nice Belgian wit made with coriander and orange peel, and it's absolutely delicious on a beautiful summer day watching soccer.
Exactly. And that new Lager House, it is a great atmosphere for those pregame parties, located at 514 South Tejon, just south of Tejon and Cimarron, within walking distance to Widener Field. So definitely that official party spot, the pregame kickoff point for the Switchbacks games. No better place to go than the Pikes Peak Brewing House. And Chris, what else is going on at the Brewing House? And if people may not have been downtown lately, obviously things opening up back and forth, what will they find at the Lager House downtown?
So, you know, it's a great place. We're partnered with the Kawati Food Hall, which is right next door. So you can get, there's six or seven independent food vendors, kind of like permanent food trucks. So you can come down and get a great meal and pair it with some great beer, relax and enjoy the weather on our rooftop patio, and just enjoy each other too, because that's one of our mottos of life is better when lived together. So we think You should come down with a bunch of your friends and hang out and enjoy each other while you're enjoying some craft beer.
Exactly. And speaking of hangouts, you've got a big party planned coming up at the end of this week. Obviously, we've mentioned coming up on 10 years of brewing at Pikes Peak Brewery located in Monument. And there's going to be a big party at that Monument OG location, if you will, to celebrate a decade of business.
Yeah, we are going to party like it's 2019, that's for sure. This will be our first post-COVID event that we're going to do, and we're really excited about it. We're going to begin the party on Friday, have food trucks and bands all weekend long, games, and just a big celebration, and celebrate with our community who has got us to this 10-year mark. We're going to celebrate with those folks.
Exactly. And if people haven't been to the Monument Tap Room before, what's the location at? Where's the best way to get there?
Yeah, so it's just real close on I-25, exit 161. We're just east of the freeway there in beautiful Monument, Colorado. The address is 1756 Lake Woodmore Drive. Have a beautiful beer garden, plenty of parking. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
Exactly. And is there going to be a special brew honoring the 10-year anniversary?
We do have one coming up. Yep, absolutely. A Mosaic IPA.
Ooh, that sounds great. Plus, you've got some great seasonal beers still on tap or in cans. And let's talk about the seasonal offerings for Pikes Peak Brewing Company.
Yeah, so right now we have our 300 Days. It's a tangerine IPA, which is really, really nice. That's in cans and on draft. And we always have a bunch of seasonal drafts on tap at both locations. Of course, downtown is just lagers. That's all they produce there. But they also serve some of our ales from that are made up here in Monument. So you can always get a great variation and variety along with our flagships like Elephant Rock IPA, Devil's Head Red, The Gold, those type of things, which we've been putting in cans for years.
Exactly. You mentioned the canning business has been great, definitely steady throughout the pandemic, but getting back into the lager house downtown, getting into the brew house up in Monument is got to be a great way to help kick off summer, help really rebound, and as you've mentioned, continue partying like it's 2019 and kind of put 2020 in the past.
That's right. We're certainly celebrating the end of 2020, end of the pandemic, and just getting back to those social interactions that just make life so special. And we think that is even better with a nice cold beer in your hand.
Exactly. And as we've talked to a number of people within the hospitality industry, they say one thing that has kept coming up has been just that continued need for staffing. And is that true as well at Pikes Peak Brewing?
We've been real fortunate. We have a great team. We were able to bring just about everyone back after the layoffs when we had to shut down our tasting room. And so fortunately right now we're always hiring, but we have a full staff. So we're real fortunate. I think we just speaks to the quality of people that we hire. And I have a great team.
Exactly. Well, if you want more information about what's going on, just head on over to each location, the tasting room, the original up in Monument. Check out some of those great ales, or maybe if you're in the mood for lager, maybe hang out on that great outdoor patio, that rooftop deck, head downtown. It is off of Tejon and Cimarron. It is a gorgeous location. If you haven't been there yet, you have to go check that out, especially during these beautiful summer months. Maybe get that pregame party going on as well ahead of a switchback game. Chris Wright, the founder and head brewer of Pikes Peak Brewing Company, thank you so much for everything you do throughout Southern Colorado, for your help within the small business community as well, and for joining us this morning on The Business Connection.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.